Hello, everyone. This is a quick recording of our Boost drop-in session live trainings. This is the recorded version. So for those of you who weren't able to attend our live sessions, I do highly encourage that you go ahead and watch this training video in its entirety because we are going to cover some of the basics of Boost that we went over when the new version of Boost first launched. And we're also going to talk about the mobile app and how the desktop version of Boost integrates with the mobile, Boost app. So in this training, we are going to cover a couple of things. So in the desktop, I'm going to first show you guys how to pull reports. I'll also show you how to create an account, how to log activities, and how to create opportunities. We'll also look a little bit at the leads tile and how you can use our filtering functionality within the leads tile to find new unqualified leads. After we talk about the desktop version, we will switch over to mobile, and I'll go over some of the mobile capabilities and mobile functionality as well. So let's go ahead and get started. I have shared my screen here to the Boost landing page. If you've had a chance to go into Boost and play around in it, you're already familiar with how our new version of Boost looks like. And the real goal of this revamp was to get all of the information in Boost up to the surface, right? In the previous version of Boost, there was a lot of clicking, there's a lot of things that you have to do or remember to do in order to get to what you're looking for. In this new version of Boost, all of that information is available to you right at the surface. So you no longer have to do a million little clicks to get to where you want to. You no longer have to try to figure out where you're in the system in order to add different things like opportunities or activities or leads. Everything is kind of right here at your fingertips with the new version of Boost. So let's go ahead and jump right in. I'm going to go ahead and click on the accounts tile. And once I click on this, it's going to show you a list view of all of the accounts that are currently in the system. Now, when I click on the accounts tile, it's already defaulted to all of the accounts where I am on the team, but I'm going to go ahead and exit out of this filter. And now you can see there are over 100,000 different accounts that are already in Boost. So that's great. There's tons of accounts in here already. Hopefully, all of your accounts are in here already as well. But this is essentially just a list of all the accounts that are in Boost. And no matter which tile you click on in the landing page, you're going to see a similar view to this. So if you click on the leads tile, you're going to get a list of all of the leads. Same with opportunities, same with contacts, same with activities. So you're always going to see kind of this list view of everything that is in the system. The great thing about this view is that this doubles as a report builder. So you can actually come in and you can add as many columns as you need to, add in as many data points as you need to, and really be able to drill down into your specific accounts. The other thing that I want to point out here is this action bar. So this search bar or action bar is going to be available to you no matter where you are in Boost. And its primary function is to filter your reports and to add any items. So anytime you want to add an opportunity or create a task, you're going to have this action bar that is available to you for you to be able to create those different items. So let's go ahead and click into this action bar right here. And there are over 100,000 accounts in here, and that is a lot to look at just at a glance. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this action bar to filter this report down so that I only see trade accounts within the Los Angeles branch. So the first filter that I'm going to type in is the region. So I'm going to put in region here, and you can see that a couple of different options have popped up. And you may notice that there are also a couple of different icons, and these are some icons that you may want to pay attention to. The first one is the icon with the three lines next to it. What that means is that this is a filter. So this is the filter for region. But you can also see that there is this icon that looks like an office building. And what that means is that this is actually a pre-built report that has been pushed out to you. So when you are using this action bar, make sure that you are using the icon that has the three lines next to it for the filtering capabilities. So I'm going to go ahead and click on region. And then I'm going to choose Western right here because the LA branch is in the Western region. And then I'm going to go ahead and type in branch. And again, there is that branch filter for me. I'm going to click on that. And now it's going to pull up all of my branches within the Western region. Now, instead of branch, you can also filter for sub-region. And sub-region is what we're calling pods. So if you see sub-region, just know that it means your pod number. If you'd like, you can add that filter as well. You can add as many filters as you need to really drill down into these reports. But for training purposes, I'm just going to add branch and I'm going to choose the LA branch. Now I want to filter this down even further to the segment. So I'm going to go ahead and type in segment, and there's the option right here for me. And now I can see all of the different segments that are in the Los Angeles branch within the Western region. And this is really nice because you can also see how many accounts are within each segment. And so I'm going to just choose trade just because it has the most accounts here. And now you can see from that over 100,000 accounts that we had, we were able to filter it down and drill down to get to just a little bit shy of 2,000 accounts. Now, I can keep going with these filters because 1800 accounts is still a lot of accounts. So I can go ahead and filter this further if I want to by expected revenue, for example, or the creation date, or even the person who created that account. So, again, like I said, you can really drill down into these filters and really get to what you are looking for within this report builder. And another really great thing about this report builder is that it allows you to create to-do lists. So if you're like me, I like to start my day every morning by creating a list of all the things that I need to get done. You can do the same thing with this reports functionality. You can drill down into what you are looking for with your specific accounts, and you can create a to-do list off of that. And what I mean by that is this actions column right here. This is a really cool column. It's also going to be available to you no matter what report that you build. You can always add this column, which I'll show you in a little bit. But this actions column is going to allow you to create tasks and activities right from this screen. So if you need to create a opportunity, if you need to create a follow-up task, you can do that right here. So you no longer have to go into that individual account to create that item. So if I need to, for example, for this 11 design account right here, let's say I actually totally forgot that I needed to create send them an email. Well, instead of coming in here and clicking into 11 design and then adding that activity, I can just click right here in these three dots, and now you can see there are different options for me to create that task right here from this page. So I would just create the task for that email activity. I can also just choose to send an email directly, but whatever it is, I can do it right here from this report screen. I don't have to go into the individual account itself. Now, I mentioned that this actions column will be available to you no matter what report you build, whether it's a report you want to build for yourself from scratch or if it's a report that has already been pushed out to you. Whatever it is, you can add additional columns and additional data points to your report. To do that, you're going to click on actions right here on the top right and then click on manage columns. So once I click on manage columns, I'm going to get a whole list of other data points that I can add to this report. So this is a pretty comprehensive list. It should have pretty much all the data points that you could ever be looking for in here. But if for whatever reason you don't see a data point that you want to be able to see and pull, please reach out to boost@emser.com and we can definitely look into getting that data out to you or even just creating an additional column in here and getting that data point to you. So let's just say that in here, I also want to see who created each account. So I'm going to go ahead and check the box next to created by, and then I'm going to hit apply. And now I know it looks like not much has changed here, but the column has been added. Anytime you add a column, it's going to go to the very end of the report. So I'm going to actually go ahead and zoom out of my screen here so that I can see all the other columns that are hiding. So as you can see, there's a bunch of other columns that just came up as I am zooming out. And at the very, very end here, I know it's super tiny and it's hard to see, but at the very end here is that created by column that we just added. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to drag this over so that we can see this a little bit better. And to do that, I'm just going to click and drag it over to where I want to see it. And then I'm going to go ahead and zoom back in so that we can see this a little bit better. And now you can see here is that created by column that I just added by going to Actions and Manage Column. So again, like I said, you can add as many data points as you want to or as you need to, and you'll be able to kind of move these different columns around to really get to what you want to look at here. The other cool functionality that we have with these reports is this group by option. So this dropdown actually lets you organize all the data that's in here by different topics. So I'm going to just choose created by, but there's a lot of different options in here that you can choose. But I think created by is the easiest way to just show you how this will look. So if I say group by created by, now you can see that we still have those 1800 accounts here, but it's all grouped by who created those accounts. So it's just a better way, easier way to look at all of your accounts kind of at a glance. So if you want to organize your data, if you have a lot of data that you need to see quickly, this is a really great tool to use, this group by feature right here. I'm going to go ahead and clear out this group by drop down here. And now let's say that this is a report that I need to send out on a weekly basis. And I actually need to add maybe three or four more filters before I send this out to somebody. And I need to send it out on a frequent basis. Well, if you have a report that you need to send out often that has a lot of filters in it, it can be tedious to go back in and have to recreate that report every single time that you want to send it out to somebody. So what you can do instead of recreating it every time is just save this search so that anytime you need it, it's already saved. You don't have to add additional filters or any of the filters that you need to. You can just pull this up and be able to see the data. So to save searches, I'm going to go ahead and again go to Actions on the top right, and I'm just going to click Save. And then I'm going to name my saved search. I'm just going to call it training recording just so I can keep track of what it is, and I'm going to hit save. Now, once I hit save and I click into this action bar again, now you can see there it is, training recording. It's right here in my drop down, so I can always quickly get to it if I need to. And the great thing about saved searches is that you'll actually also be able to pull it up in your Boost mobile app. So anytime you save a search on your desktop, you will be able to pull that up on your mobile. We'll talk a little bit more about the mobile functionality in a second here, but I think that's a really great way to kind of make sure that you're on top of things by creating yourself a to-do list if that's how you work and saving it so that you always have access to it. Now, another thing that I can do is I can actually make this my default search. So anytime that I want to come into my accounts tile, this is the search that I will see. And to create a default search, I'm just going to again go into this action bar right here, and I'm going to scroll all the way down to Manage Saved Searches. And once I click on this, this is going to pull up all of my different saved searches and who created them. So as you can see, this last one right here is that training recording saved search that we just saved. And what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to go over to the right and click on these three dots, and I'm going to click on Set as Default. So once I click on this, now you'll see that there is a star right here under that default column. And so what that means is that this is now the default search. So anytime I go into the accounts tile, this is the search that's first going to come up. So let's test this here. I'm going to hit done. And then I'm going to go ahead and go back to the landing page. And then I'm going to click on accounts again. And now there it is. That training recording saved search that we made a default search is the first thing that I see. So again, it's a great way for you to be able to kind of customize what you see when you first log into Boost. And the great thing about Boost is that as you use it and the more you use it, it's going to learn the different data points that you want to see or the data points that you most often input. So it's going to learn kind of your behaviors so that it can suggest more helpful things for you to add. So it's kind of like the more you use it, the better it gets and the more useful for yourself and your sales it's going to be. So just keep that in mind. I know at first using this, it's basically essentially a new system. I know it's a new version, but there's been so many changes in it that it does feel like a brand new system, right? So that can be a little bit of a process, a learning curve to get into. But as you use it and as you customize it and make it more unique to your work, it's definitely going to learn that and be able to help you even further. So that is the reporting function here. And before I move on, I have a couple of more things that I want to show you. So I'm going to go ahead and clear out all of my filters, and I'm going to click back into the search. And there are two pre-built reports that have been pushed out to you that you should already have access to in Boost. The first one is Operation Reactivation. As you can see, there's that office building icon again, which indicates that this is a pre-built report. So I'm going to go ahead and click into this. And here we have over 6,000 accounts in this report. And as you may be aware of already, we are going through a big push with Operation Reactivation. We're essentially trying to get accounts, businesses who may have maybe dropped off, maybe they gave us business a couple years ago and they haven't bought with us since. What we're trying to do is get them to give us their business again, right? We're trying to reactivate their accounts. So we have over 6,000 accounts here in this group, in this pre-built report. And this is something that leadership will have eyes on. And there's a couple of columns in here that I want to point you over to. The first one here is that most recent note. So this is actually going to let you see what the most recent action on the account was. And it'll also show you the last internal update date. So you can actually see what that last action was and when it was done. And this is going to be especially useful for you sales leaders out there because you'll be able to come in and quickly at a glance see what activity has been done and when it has been done last. That way that you can talk to your reps to figure out a game plan for moving forward. And for my reps, this is also going to be helpful in the same way as you can see the most recent notes and when it was last done. And you'll be able to use this actions column to go back in and create those follow-up activities that you need to. So for this first account, we have Home Remedy Home Service. This says follow up with account. Well, maybe they haven't followed up with the account yet. So that's the perfect opportunity for them to come into this actions column, click on those three dots, and create that follow-up task immediately right here from this page. So it's a great thing for you to have. Again, these columns, you can go ahead and add them to any of your reports if you don't have them in here already. You'll just have to, again, go to that manage columns and add these columns in there. But this is available for any report. It's just already available here since this is a pre-built report. The other pre-built report that I want to touch on is called the Strategic Account Business Plan Review. Again, you should already have access to this. And what this is going to outline is our target, focus, and key accounts. And I'll get more into what exactly or how we're exactly defining target, focus, and key. But this, again, is another report that leadership will be having eyes on. And it's good for you to also go in here, and and keep touch with any of the accounts that you may be responsible for that have fallen into this report. But this is a great way for you to, again, just like the operation reactivation, you can come in here, quickly see what the most recent note is, quickly see when it was last updated, and you can even see forward plans. So, what is the next step? I highly recommend that you come in and you fill out that column because it's really going to help you when it comes to at a glance. So, if I come in and I see home remedy, home service, the most recent note is follow up with account. And the forward plan is visit and discovery to still come. Well, did they actually go and do a site visit? Did they actually go and do a follow-up? And if they haven't, again, you can come to this actions column here and quickly create that task. So just another good way for you to make sure that you're kind of on top of all of the tasks that you need to do each day. And even though these are pre-built reports, you can continue to filter down even further if you need to. So if you just want to see the accounts that you created, you can add that as a filter. If you only want to see accounts that have an expected revenue of so much, you can add that as a filter. So just because it's a pre-built report doesn't mean that you can't drill down into it even further. So those are our two pre-built reports. The last thing I want to show you is a new filter that we have, and it's called CCA Top 100. So I'm just going to type in CCA, and here's that filter right here for me. And once I click on this, I can choose for accounts that are part of the CCA Top 100, which is true, or are not part of that CCA Top 100, which is false. And what the CCA Top 100 is that it basically is the best of the best of our accounts, right? The cream of the crop. These are accounts that do more business with us than any other of their counterparts. So this is again a filter that we want to make sure that we have eyes on because it's going to give you a good overview of the best accounts that we have, or the best accounts that do the most business with us. So definitely it's important to make sure that we're always touching on these accounts. And again, I'll go more into what target focus and key accounts are in a little bit, and I'll also show you how it kind of feeds into this report. So that's everything with reporting. So now moving on, I'm going to go ahead and clear this filter. Let's look at how we would actually create a new account. So to do that, I'm going to go ahead and click on the search bar right here again, and I'm going to click on Create Account. So when you first create an account, you don't need to fill out all of these fields. There's really only a couple of fields that are required. So the name, the search type, the segment, and I believe the address as well is required. When you create the account, once you create the account, you can always go back in and add additional information. And in fact, after you create the account, you will be able to see a lot more fields. And I'll show you what that looks like in a little bit here. But you'll be able to see a lot more fields of data that you can put in. And we want to encourage you guys to always make sure that this has the most accurate and up-to-date information because Boost is our CRM, right? So it is going to be our central source of truth when it comes to our customer details. So we want to make sure that it is always up to date. The one drop down that is new that I want you guys to be mindful of is this strategic account type. Now, this is where you're going to mark whether or not you have a target key or focus account. So this is where that report that I initially showed you with the strategic business plan review, this is where that data comes from. So what is a target key and focus account? So we are defining a key account as any major account that does a lot of business with us and are very visible to us. So these are going to be accounts like ADG, Spectra, Brewer, Mill Creek, right? These are all accounts that have given us a lot of business. We are very visible to them. So they would be considered a key account. A target account, on the other hand, is basically the opposite of a key account. A target account is brand new business. So they don't have any accounts with us. We don't really know them. We maybe know of them, but we've never had much contact with them. This is basically greenfield business, and there's a lot of opportunity here. So that is a target account. And then lastly, we have focus account. So a focus account is an account that we're currently doing business with, but we could be doing more business, right? So these could be accounts that maybe have bought from us, one time a couple years ago, but we know that they have more of a need in the future. So we really want to focus on getting more business from them. So again, a key account is a major account that does a lot of business with us. A target account is a brand new account, brand new business for us. And a focus account is an account where we are doing business, but we could be doing more. Please make sure that you do go into your accounts and you mark the strategic account type. If you are unsure whether or not your account needs to be tagged or what it should be tagged as, I would recommend that you reach out to your sales leader and they'll be able to give you more guidance on this. Okay, I'm not going to create a new account since this is the live environment, but I am going to pull up my training account. If you have joined Boost Training in the past, you know we're very well of Big Awesome Construction. So this is my training account here. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to first click on account details. So remember I said that when you first create an account, you only need some of that basic information, the name, the type, the address, things like that. But once you have that account created and you click on account details, you can scroll down and see there's a lot more fields that are available to you. So these are going to be things like payment terms, freight calculation, taxes, price adjustments. So there's just a lot more fields in here for you to fill out after you initially create that account. So please, again, make sure that you come in here and you update this. And this isn't set in stone, it's not concrete or anything. So even if you have information in here already that needs to be changed, you can come in and change that information. So that's the account details, but once you have that basic account created, you're going to get this panel view here. Now, your panels are not going to have all this data in here. It's all going to be blank when you first create that account, but you can scroll over and you can see all these different panels. And this is a little bit different than the previous version of Boost, but all the information is the same. It's just organized in a little bit more user-friendly format with these panels, so you can quickly come in and get the gist of this account just by looking at this panel view. The other thing that I want to point out is this submit button. Please make sure once you are ready to submit this that you come in and hit submit. Submitting this is going to create a JDE account number for you. So until you hit submit, all of the information, all of the data is going to live solely in Boost, which is fine. But then when it comes time to actually create a quote or put through an order, that JDE account number is going to be vital. So make sure that you do hit submit. And if you're not sure when you should submit an account, please again go ahead and get with your sales leader and they can give you more guidance on that. But just make sure that you do create that JDE account number so that there is a bridge between Boost and JDE. Now, within this account, there are a lot of things that I can do. But anything that I want to create or add is going to be done through this action bar right here. Like I said, this action bar is always going to be available to you. It's going to follow you no matter where you are in Boost. So if you need to create an opportunity, create a lead, create an appointment, a task, you'll be able to do all of that through this action bar right here. Now, when I go into Boost, these are the different tasks or different items that I tend to create, which is why when I click on this action bar, these are the suggestions that come up for me. Now, these may not be the same suggestions that come up for you. It just depends on how many times or how often you come in to create these different things. So again, Boost kind of learns your behaviors, and based on the different items that you create, different tasks that you create, you will get more personalized, suggestions. So these are just my suggestions. I have found that if I just simply type in create, I'll get a lot more options that I can use. So this is what I would suggest. If you don't see what you're trying to add to the account, go ahead and just type create in the action bar, and some other options will come in for you. So for this example, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to show you how to create a catalog. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose Create Task. Now, tasks and activities are interchangeable in Boost. So sometimes you may see tasks, sometimes you may see activity. Just know that it means the same thing. So once I click Create Task, it's going to take me to this task creation page. So I'm just going to name it Test Catalog for Training, just so I have eyes on this for later on, and then I'm going to go ahead and scroll down. Now I can put in a due date. So let's just say that I want to do this by Friday. And then if I put in a due date reminder, I'll actually get an email before the task is due with a reminder saying, hey, you have a task due in a couple of days. Go ahead and click here to complete. So it's a nice way for you to kind of, again, be on top of the different activities that you may have. And the last thing, the only other thing that's required here is the type. So activities fall under a lot of different types, right? So you can choose credit check, tax check, special order, whatever it is, whatever activity or task that you are trying to create, that option will be here for you. So I'm going to go ahead and choose catalog distribution since we are creating a catalog. And I'm going to leave these other things blank here because I don't necessarily have that information. And I'm going to expand this task details option. Now, this is really cool because in the task details, you can actually tie a contact to your task. And this can be your primary contact for the account or any external contact that you have already in Boost. So if I click on this dropdown, I haven't created very many contacts. These are the only ones that I have here. But you will probably have a lot more than I do since I don't go in and create contacts very often. But you'll be able to tie a contact to this task. Scrolling down even further, I can also add a resource to this task. So I'm going to click on this drop-down right here, and I'm just going to type in Raul. And there he is. And now, as I've added him as a resource, he can actually also come in and help create this catalog. So I know CRMs aren't often thought of as a CRM, as a collaborative tool, but there are functions within Boost that have been built out for you to be more collaborative. So in this instance, if I want to, let's say that I'm creating this task, but I actually want Raul to complete this. I actually want him to go in and build this catalog. What I can do is I can make him the owner of this task. So if I just click on these three dots right here and make him the owner, you'll see that now he has a star next to his name. And now, once I hit create, Raul will actually get an email notifying him that a task has been assigned to him and that he needs to go in and complete it. So, all this to say, just because you create something doesn't necessarily mean that you have to see it through in Boost. So, if you create an account, but you are not the primary owner of the account, you can go and assign that account to somebody else. Same with tasks, same with opportunities. So this is going to be a really great way for you to not just collaborate, but also keep on top of the different tasks that you may have. I'm going to, for our training purposes, I'm going to make myself the owner again, and I'm just going to hit create. Now, if this was any other task, if you were, for example, maybe creating a task for an email follow-up or a appointment or for a call, if you were to do any of those things, that is the end of it, right? You just need to go in and you need to create the task. Building a catalog, on the other hand, is a two-step process. So first you have to come in and actually create the task itself, like we just did. And then on the other hand, the other thing that you need to do is you have to actually go back into the task again to actually create the catalog. So I hit create to create the actual task, and Boost took me back to my task overview page. So you can see these are all the different tasks that I've had in the past, and I also have 10 pending tasks. So I'm going to expand this section. And now you can see this test catalog for training. This is the catalog that I just created the task for. And now I need to actually go back into this task to create that catalog. And to do that, I'm just going to click on these three dots right here and I'm going to click on edit. Now, once I click on edit, and scroll down, now you can see that I actually have the navigate to catalog option. This wasn't there before when I first created the task. So now I can actually go to the catalog and build out that catalog. I can choose the different cover pages, the different dividers. I can choose specific products and create a PDF catalog. Now, the disclaimer here is that marketing actually owns this catalog piece, and there may be some products that are not available for you to choose from to build that catalog. And whenever you run into that situation, I highly recommend that you reach out to marketing. You can reach out to Kathy Green and let her know what products that you're trying to add to your catalog, and she will be able to actually get those added for you, and send that back to you. So if you don't see a product that you want to add to your catalog in this catalog builder, don't panic, just reach out to marketing and they will be able to help you out. So that is building a catalog or just creating a task in general. The last thing I want to show you in this screen is creating opportunities. So to create an opportunity, again, I'm just going to click on the search bar right here. And here is my suggestion for me already, create opportunities. I'm going to click on that, and that's going to take me over to the basic opportunity creation page. And just like with accounts, when you are first creating the opportunity, there are not a lot of required fields in here. I think it's just the name, the project type, a segment, and I think that's pretty much the fields that you have to fill out to initially create that opportunity. But again, we always encourage you to go back in and update this information as you get more information. We always, again, want to make sure that this is always up to date. I'm going to exit out of here. I'm not going to create a new opportunity, but I do have one that I can show you. And this kicked me out. Give me 1 second. I'm going to log back into my big, awesome construction. And in my big awesome construction, I have two opportunities here. I'm just going to go ahead and click on big awesome opportunity. And once I click on this, you'll see that the opportunity homepage looks very similar to the accounts homepage, right? When you first create the opportunity, again, you're going to get a panel view like this, like we saw with the accounts page. But the difference here is that there are some additional or different panels in here than that what was in the accounts page. So the associated accounts, quotes and orders, products, notes, attachments. These are some of the panels that aren't available for you in the accounts homepage. And the reason for that is because these are activities that are opportunity specific. Right, we cannot create a quote or an order for an account as a whole. We have to come into that specific opportunity and create that quote or order. So the opportunity specific tasks will be here as panels for you. And again, if you do need to add any contacts, associated accounts, products, whatever it is that you need to add, you'll be able to do that right here from the search bar. So the really nice thing about this and having this view is that it really helps you drill down into the information that you need to. So this information right here in this panel view is going to be specific to the opportunity itself, not the account as a whole. Whereas when we were looking at the account homepage, that was all information for the account itself. So no matter what, how many opportunities are in there, no matter how many leads are in there, all the information in that account's homepage that we just saw were related to the account as a whole, as opposed to this, it's going to be specific to the opportunity. The last thing I want to touch on before we jump into Boost Mobile is leads. So I'm going to go ahead and click on the Emser tile logo here, and I'm going to click on the leads tile. So when I click on the leads tile, you're going to see a very similar view to when we clicked on the accounts tile. Let me just clear out my filters here. But you can see we have over 57,000 leads in here. And you can also see which leads have been unqualified versus qualified versus retired. So there's a lot of leads in here actually that are unqualified. So really quickly, I just want to show you how you can go in and filter for leads. So again, I'm going to go to the search bar right here, and I'm going to type in region because I only want leads that are in my region. I'm going to go ahead and choose Western. And I'm also going to choose source. So how were the leads given, or how did we receive those leads? So I'm just going to choose source. And now you can see these are all the different sources of our leads. And at the very top here, we have 4,500 Material Bank leads in here. So let's actually go ahead and click on this one. And then I only want to see my Material Bank leads that are unqualified. So I'm also going to type in status. So once I type in status, here's the filter right here. And now I can filter it down further by my retired, qualified, converted, and unqualified leads. So now you can see that there are over 300 leads in here that have not been touched from Material Bank in the Western region. So these are going to be leads, and you can also change this to trade show. You can change it to a different source. If you want to look at different unqualified leads from different sources, you can do that. But again, these are leads that we have received but have not been touched. So some of these, it's been maybe a month or so since we've actually put them into the system. But as you can see, it's unqualified, meaning that it hasn't been touched. So this is a really great way for you guys to come in and filter down into maybe your specific segment, into your specific branch, and get new leads to work. So that's everything within the desktop version of Boost. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen now to my phone so that I can show you guys what the mobile version looks like. So let me really quick get here and share. Okay. So here it is. Now, this is what you will see when you first log into Boost. You're going to have this mobile view. I am clearly not a very good salesperson because I only have $4.50 in my pipeline. Hopefully, I know for a fact that you guys are better than me since this is just a training account. But this is going to give you kind of a mobile view of everything that is in Boost. So this homepage is going to give you an overview of all of your accounts, tasks, appointments, leads. So as I scroll down here, you can see that I have one task that's due today. I have 8 tasks that are past due and 2 that are due in the next 7 days. So just quickly from at a glance, I'll be able to see what I need to get done today. Like, hey, I have 8 past due tasks. Maybe it's time for me to go in and see what those tasks are and make sure that they get it done. And then same thing with any appointments. If I have any appointments for today, it'll also show up here. And then scrolling down even further, I'll even be able to see what my open leads are. So again, this first view on this mobile app is just going to kind of give you an overview of everything that is in your Boost account. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to click on the three lines at the bottom left to get to my navigation menu. And now you can see it looks very similar to the Boost mobile, I'm sorry, the Boost desktop version. So I have my accounts, contacts, tasks, appointments. So same things that I can see in that desktop version. I'm going to go ahead and click on accounts. And as you can see, this is already defaulted to my training recording saved search. So this is the search that I actually created on the desktop earlier. So now you can see at the very bottom, training recording. That's the saved search that I had on the desktop. So I can see that now in mobile. So again, like I said, this is a really great way for you to go in to your desktop, maybe create your to-do list, and then you'll be able to have access to that list on the go in the mobile version. Now, unfortunately, because of our mobile functionality, we can't actually go in and create those different searches and create those different filters. But when you do it on the desktop, it is pretty seamless when you first create it on the desktop to accessing it on the mobile version. I'm going to go ahead and just choose my accounts here. And again, of course, Big Awesome Construction is here. I'm going to click on that. And when I click on this, it's going to give me pretty much all the information that I was able to see in the desktop version, but now it's just been adopted to a mobile version. So all of this information is the same as the information that is in the desktop. So if I scroll down some more, here's my contacts. I'll be able to add a contact directly from here by clicking on add. And the cool thing about this is once I click on add and click on new, I have a couple of different options. So I can create a new contact from scratch. I can actually create a contact from my address book because a lot of times you may save your contacts in your phone, but you can't, you don't have the time to transfer it to Boost. Well, this is a really great way for you to quickly transfer your phone contacts to your Boost accounts. And then, of course, we also have the business card option. So if you do get any business cards, you can come in and quickly put in that information and create that contact. So a little bit more on the go functionality than the desktop version. Continuing to scroll down here, you can see I have some appointments for this specific account here. So again, I can click add and I'll be able to add an account or add an appointment. I'll also be able to click into the appointment and see the resources. I can actually add more contacts and attachments within the task itself. And then scrolling down even more, I have all of my tasks that I have that are tied to this account. So again, just a great way for you to have that kind of checklist view so that you can just come in and quickly check off the different things that you have done on your account. Okay. So again, call reports are in here, opportunities are in here, sales leads are in here, and you can just come in and quickly add these items within the Boost mobile app. The other couple things that I want to point out to you is notes and attachments. So the cool thing about the mobile functionality is that when you are taking notes, you actually don't have to physically type out your notes. You can actually speak into your phone's mic, and the notes will be transcribed from speech to text for you. So this is something from your phone's native capabilities. So that's another great thing about Boost is that the mobile version takes advantage of all of your mobile phone's functionality. So it can take photos in Boost. You can do text to speech or speech to text in Boost. So all of that native functionality that your phone does anyway, Boost Mobile takes advantage of. So if I click on notes, and it's actually blurred out for me right now because I am using my mic for this meeting, but you see the mic option at the bottom right. That is currently grayed out. Normally, that option isn't grayed out, and you can actually just hit that button to speak directly into your phone to take your notes. Same thing with the attachments. So again, if I want to go into attachments, I can click on Add Media, and I'll be able to take a picture or take a phone right then and there, and add it as an attachment here. So again, just taking advantage of of your phone's native functionality here. I'm going to go back here. But that is pretty much everything within the Boost Mobile version. We are going to have additional training on this because we know that it's very valuable to you guys, especially when you're on the road, and you don't have the option to, sit there with your laptop putting in all this data. It's much easier to just have it on your phone and be able to have that same functionality. So more training on this is definitely coming, but this is a really good way for you to kind of get started within the Boost Mobile app. And just like the desktop version, Boost Mobile also is going to go through, more updates. We're always looking for feedback. We're always making improvements based on your feedback. So please, 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 if you do have any feedback, if there's any features or functionality that Boost doesn't currently have that you would like to see in the future, please let us know. And we would be happy to look further into it because at the end of the day, we want the CRM to be valuable and useful for you guys and your selling process. So if you have any questions at all about Boost, Boost Mobile, whatever it is, please feel free to reach out to boost@emser.com. There's a ton of folks that are in that distribution list, so we'll definitely get back to you as soon as possible. If you want to schedule additional training or if you want your team to have training, feel free to reach out to me at any point, and I would be happy to schedule your training for you. But other than that, that's all I have for you guys. Thank you so much for joining me today in this training. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Thanks, everyone.